USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian forces bomb and take control of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and video footage appears to be struck by many munitions causing fires in and around the complex in southeastern Ukraine. Rebecca Koffler on Fox News early Friday morning is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency.
Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. He's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment.
Russian soldiers now control the plant, yet Zaporizhzhia employees are still running the operations and are reporting no radiation leaks were detected after the fires were put out. The United States is preventing Ukrainian citizens already in the United States from deportation. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said that it was extending temporary protection status for 18 months. USA Radio News.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring you to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A verdict is in from the officer charged in the botched police raid that resulted in the death of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky.
Brett Hankison, the former Kentucky police officer charged in connection with the deadly botched raid involving Breonna Taylor, has been found not guilty. Defense attorney Stu Matthews says the jury's verdict shows that police must have the right to self-defense.
I'm sort of at a loss for words right now, but I think absolutely Brett was, the jury felt like you go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot, you've got a right to defend yourself.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More Americans than ever are taking melatonin supplements to help them sleep, raising safety concerns. Melatonin can also come with adverse side effects, and some people may be ingesting more than they realize because the supplements are not strictly regulated. Studies have found that the actual contents of melatonin in supplements can be up to 478% higher than what's on the label. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Vladimir Putin's forces attacked Europe's largest nuclear power plant overnight with bombs, has all of Europe on edge. Rebecca Koffler is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency. She was on Fox News Friday morning to discuss Russia's attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
I don't believe Putin intended to cause a nuclear disaster here. But at the same time, Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. Why is that? It's because he has been preparing his playbook on his orders. Very sophisticated nuclear doctrine has been developed, according to which he's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment in the first use instance. What does it mean? It means that if he perceives that he's losing the conflict, he can demonstrate a nuclear strike in Europe. And the reason he's comfortable is because Russians have the capability with a low-yield nuclear warhead.
You shouldn't feel guilty for having a glass of wine every night, so long as you drink it with dinner, like the French. A study at Tulane University in New Orleans has found a glass with dinner, rather than on an empty stomach, could cut your risk of type 2 diabetes by 14%. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.